Welcome to Neuratorium Podcast. Neuratorium provides learning and teaching resources for psychiatrists, neurologists, and for other healthcare professionals and students with a special interest in these areas.
Combining evidence-based psychosocial and pharmacological treatment significantly benefits the global quality of life of first episode psychosis patients when compared with standard community care. But the benefits of comprehensive, integrated management seen in the RAISE study diminish as duration of untreated psychosis increases. We can intervene to aid functional and clinical recovery after first episode psychosis, but it must be with the right treatment given at the right time. Emphasis on feasibility, real-world settings, and existing models of reimbursement. The enormous burden schizophrenia imposes on sufferers, families, and society is unarguable. But there has been considerable debate on how best to reduce its impact. Research is made difficult by the multifaceted nature of schizophrenia and its management, by the practicalities of organizing randomized trials, and by the fact that integrated care is not easy to implement in a health system, such as that in the United States, where there are a variety of providers and payers. The RAISE, or Recovery After an Initial Schizophrenia Episode, Early Treatment Program Clinical Trial, is the first randomized control trial of multidisciplinary intervention ever conducted in multiple community settings in the USA. It compared a highly developed comprehensive care program against the community care usually offered to people with first episode psychosis. This groundbreaking study was funded by the National Institute of Mental Health, or NIMH.
In general, the first challenge is to make the appropriate diagnosis, to make sure that there's no other medical condition or substance use that might be accounting for the psychotic signs or symptoms. And so we have to take into consideration the presence of things like delusions, which are fixed false beliefs, or hallucinations, hearing a voice when no one is speaking. But we also have to feel comfortable that those symptoms are present with enough severity, intensity, and frequency to justify a diagnosis of a psychotic disorder. We also will often see that someone has had a deterioration in functioning, either in school or at work or in terms of their social relationships. So all of those things are taken into consideration, and these symptoms need to be present for a certain amount of time before we would consider the diagnosis of a specific illness. Unfortunately, when people begin to experience psychotic symptoms, they often go for a long time before receiving treatment. We call that the duration of untreated psychosis. We believe that the longer it goes undiagnosed and untreated, that the more difficult it is to achieve the outcomes that we like to achieve. And in the data that we've analyzed so far from the RAISE study, we did find that those individuals who had a duration of untreated psychosis longer than 74 weeks were not as likely to benefit from our comprehensive care intervention as those patients who had a shorter duration of untreated psychosis. So we do believe that the timing is important, and trying to provide the right treatment at the right time is really key. We do believe, and based on our findings so far from RAISE, that coordinated and comprehensive specialty care can help improve the trajectory of early phase psychosis and early phase schizophrenia. So we'd like to see it more broadly available. So there are many things that need to be available to patients and families that we would put under the label of comprehensive care. And what we mean by that is individual therapy, family therapy, family education, supportive employment, supportive education to help someone get back to work or back to school. And we can't emphasize enough the importance of the team-based approach. Having those people available, but also working very closely with each other, is key, so that an aspect of treatment that's being conducted by a family therapist is also shared with an aspect of treatment that's being conducted by an individual therapist, and vice versa. So having real team meetings where people can get together and discuss you know, all of the information, whatever challenges there are, et cetera, and basically working on those problems together with the patient is very important. And all of that should be tailored to the specific needs and goals of that individual and his or her family. So it's a matter of both gathering information and also doing education, helping a person deal with the fact that they've experienced the onset of an illness, which can be serious. So promoting hope and optimism and recovery, but also trying to be realistic about the need for treatment. We want to make sure that in that comprehensive and coordinated care, there's also attention to medical issues, to lifestyle issues. We want to help people stop smoking. We want to help people exercise, lead healthier lives. And what we've seen from data from many states across the U.S. is that the expected lifespan of someone with a chronic and severe mental illness is perhaps 25 years shorter than the general population. And we also want to do something about that. Well, I think it's very important for people to recognize that this is an illness that we can treat. We can help people to achieve the best possible outcome. We need to work with them. We need to discuss their goals and their aspirations and try to help them to achieve those goals. Treatment may go on for periods of time. People need to stick with it. But I think if we can provide consistent, evidence-based care, coordinated team approach, that we can help them, and we can help them get back to leading a normal life in the community. And I think it's also important to recognize that the more we can succeed in producing better outcomes, we can also help to reduce some of the stigma that people at times associate with mental illness.
Four non-academic centers across 21 states in the U.S. were involved in the trial. Based on 404 patients randomized by center, results show that comprehensive intervention can improve the trajectory of patients with first-episode psychosis in the life domains that matter most to them and their families. The study is remarkable in having ensured scientific rigor despite the variability of real-world settings. It had the highest standards of training and supervision, ensuring that participating healthcare personnel delivered what the protocol required. What did RAISE involve? To convey the idea of guiding individuals through difficult terrain, through what is described as the haze of mental illness and the maze of mental health services, the comprehensive care package was termed Navigate. It was made up of four core evidence-based interventions: personalized medication management, family psychoeducation, individual therapy focused on resilience, and support in employment and education. Services were coordinated by a team leader who was the main contact for patients and families. The program emphasized shared decision-making centered on the preferences of patients. In terms of pharmacotherapy, an expert panel developed a web-based decision support system termed Compass, which facilitated choice of agent. Considering the fact that drugs recommended for first-episode psychosis are not always the same as those used in patients who have had several psychotic episodes, there was systematic monitoring of signs, symptoms, and side effects. The system also facilitated direct communication about the problems patients most wanted to address and any desire they had for change of treatment. The psychosocial interventions, family education designed to foster a collaborative relationship, and individual resiliency training combined general modules such as goal setting, education about psychosis, relapse prevention, and processing the psychotic episode, with modules individualized to the patient. These included dealing with negative feelings and substance abuse, living healthy, and developing relationships. The Navigate package conveyed the idea of guiding people through difficult terrain towards functional health. Inclusion of the fourth key component, specialized support for employment and education, was seen as important since these aspects of life are highly valued by patients and their families and help engage them in treatment. The control arm, community care, involved treatment for first-episode psychosis determined by clinician choice and the availability of services. But all participating centers had been judged at the start to have enough clinical and administrative resources to implement comprehensive care if required by randomization. Since intervention required the training of many staff, who would naturally share their knowledge within their place of work, randomization to experimental or control arms was by clinic. 17 clinics were assigned to each condition. 2-year results raised the bar. Quality of life, or QOL, the primary outcome of this landmark study, was measured by centralized physician assessors, who were blinded to the treatment received, using the Heinrichs-Carpenter scale during a live 2-way video interview. The scale used includes sense of purpose, motivation, emotional and social interactions, role functioning, and engagement in regular activities. At 2 years, QOL had improved significantly more among people given comprehensive care than in those receiving standard community management. The effect size of 0.31 was judged to represent a clinically meaningful difference. Patients in the integrated intervention group were also significantly more likely than controls to be in work, school, or college. They were more likely to have remained in treatment. Those who had the package of interventions stayed a median of 23 months, compared with 17 months for those in the control group. And patients receiving the Navigate package showed significantly greater symptom relief, according to their total score on the Positive and Negative Syndrome Scale, PANSS, and their score on the Calgary Depression Scale for Schizophrenia. Coordinated care can be given in a wide range of community settings and improves the quality of life of first-episode psychosis patients. But early intervention is essential. One of the principles underlying Navigate was that the program should provide support for clients' personal autonomy. So it is worth noting that those in the intervention arm did perceive significantly greater support for their autonomy over the course of treatment, while those receiving standard community care did not. Comprehensive care did not reduce rate of hospitalization for psychiatric indications, which was 34% in the Navigate group and 37% among controls. But it should be noted that rates in both arms of the study are relatively low for first episode psychosis and reflect well on the centers randomized to the control arm. The fact that they were interested in participating in the study shows that all centers, including those subsequently allocated to providing customary community care, were highly motivated to achieve the best outcome for their patients. Medication was individualized to reduce side effects and adverse outcomes for physical health. The mean age of patients in both arms of the study was 23 years, range 15 to 40 years. The majority were male, 78% in the comprehensive intervention group, and 66% of controls. And the great majority, 89% of Navigate patients and 90% of controls, had a schizophrenia spectrum diagnosis. A criterion for entry to the study was that patients had had a lifetime exposure to antipsychotic treatment of 6 months or less. The mean duration of prior antipsychotic use in both Navigate and control groups was a little over 40 days. Early intervention means early. Remarkably, the median duration of untreated psychosis, or DUP, for patients enrolled in the trial, defined as the time between onset of psychotic symptoms and the start of drug treatment, was 74 weeks. The fact that the trial design did not place limits on DUP led to a finding with profound implications for our understanding of the importance of timely intervention. The effect size of integrated care on QOL was 0.54 for patients with a DUP of less than the 74-week median, and 0.31 for the study population as a whole. The integrated care program led to a robust improvement in outcome in patients for whom intervention was achieved relatively early, but had less effect after 74 weeks. The outcome of RAISE clearly supports the philosophy of integrated treatment. Choice of quality of life as the primary endpoint was crucial, since functioning in the community and at work and having meaningful relationships are the outcomes most valued by patients. Rapid referral is an essential aspect of effective care. The study is a landmark piece of research in that it illustrates so clearly the negative impact of a prolonged DUP. The authors of the pivotal paper describing the 2-year outcome of RAISE argue that reducing DUP to less than 3 months is an issue of national importance. Click the link in the show notes to view our slideshow on family support and education, which are vital in helping patients with schizophrenia. Results demonstrate the vital role of early detection of first episode psychosis and early engagement in integrated care. Making an appropriate diagnosis of first episode psychosis means distinguishing the condition from substance abuse or other medical problems that could account for psychotic symptoms, said Dr. John Kane, principal investigator on the RAISE Early Treatment Program. The presence of hallucinations or delusions of sufficient intensity, frequency, and duration is needed to affirm a diagnosis of a psychotic condition. This is often supported by evidence of deteriorating function in school or work and in social relationships. Unfortunately, people often experience a long duration of untreated psychosis, Dr. King continued. The longer the period of undiagnosed and untreated psychosis, the more difficult it is to achieve a good outcome. In the RAISE study, if the DUP was greater than 74 weeks, there was less benefit from comprehensive intervention. Timing is important. Evidence from RAISE shows that comprehensive and coordinated specialist care can improve the trajectory of early phase psychosis and schizophrenia, and so should be made available, he argued. Comprehensive care means that we include individual therapy, family education, along with supportive employment and education. The team-based approach was also key to RAISE. Family and individual therapists worked together. Dr. Kane noted that they discussed information and challenges and worked with each other and the patient. The program was tailored to meet the specific needs and goals of the individual patient and family. We can help them deal with the fact that they have experienced the onset of a serious illness and help them achieve their goals and aspirations. We can promote optimism while being realistic about the need for treatment. But while we can offer treatment, people need to stick with it, Dr. Kane urged. Consistent, coordinated, evidence-based care can help people return to a normal life in the community. It is also crucial that we offer help with lifestyle factors, such as smoking and exercise, and with medical issues, given that compared with the general population, people with chronic severe mental illness have an expected lifespan that is about 25 years less. The more we succeed in improving outcome, the more we will succeed in reducing the stigma of mental illness. What of the future? In an editorial in the American Journal of Psychiatry that accompanied publication of the two-year results from RAISE, Dr. Thomas Insel, National Institute of Mental Health, Bethesda, Maryland, USA, drew a parallel with the medical profession's achievements in acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or ALL. Over the past four decades, research has transformed prospects in ALL from an 80% mortality rate to an 80% chance of cure. This was achieved incrementally through incorporation into standard of care of a succession of small improvements, each of which had been evaluated by rigorous clinical trial. Progress was based on individualization of therapy and multidisciplinary endeavor. There is every reason to think that a similar process of optimization can lead to radically improved outcomes in schizophrenia. But just as in ALL, it will require that we provide the right treatment at the right time. On the evidence from RAISE, such treatments need to be recovery-oriented, team-based, comprehensive, and person-centered. It also needs to be available as soon as possible after first-episode psychosis. With this in mind, the NIMH is developing the Early Psychosis Intervention Network to implement the RAISE findings within the healthcare system. The initiative also aims to prevent first-episode psychosis in young people at high risk. The findings from RAISE provide a cause for concern in revealing the extent of delay in intervention. But in confirming studies in other countries, such as Denmark and the UK, showing that comprehensive intervention can be effective, they raise a hopeful note, Dr. Insel argues. We are just at the start of a change in our expectations of recovery following first episode psychosis.